Hey everyone, it's Malia here. Welcome back to the Vertical Relationships Show. Before I dive in, I'm here to tell you that the Lord is calling me to kind of start niching down a little bit more focus on my HSPs, which are my highly sensitive people. Okay, those who can feel and sense things more intensely than others. It is a really rare gift. Only about 20% of people have it, but they don't really understand what to do with it. This is why the Lord took me through this the last past few years. It's been a lot of ups and downs, learning, trials, tribulations, and overcoming it to help you. But I want to say it's a beautiful gift, and I want to help you heal because everything affects you more intensely. It affects you more than others if you have this gift, and it's important for you to heal this God-given gift, especially if you are a prophetic voice. God needs you healed and delivered from your trauma. So let's dive in, right? What is a narcissist? This word gets thrown around all the time. We know it's kind of like that vain person, but in definition, a person who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. Another definition said, an extremely self-centered person who has a sense of self-importance. Self-centered personality style characterized as having an excessive preoccupation with themselves and their own needs, often at the expense of others. It wasn't until the late 1800s that narcissism began to be defined in psychological terms from psychiatrists Paul Nack and Hevenlock Elias used the term narcissism, but it developed over the years. And over the years, other professionals have kind of put their twist on it. It was even called the God complex. Which if many of you have ever encountered a narcissist, this is kind of like a God complex, right? The Mayo Clinic describes narcissistic personality disorder that it's a mental health condition in which people have unreasonably high sense of their own importance. The Mayo Clinic, and I quote, narcissistic personality disorder affects more males than females, and it often begins in the teens or early adulthood. So is this happening to you? They need and seek so much attention, and they want people to admire them. People with this disorder may lack the ability to understand or care about the feelings of others. They dismiss their responsibility to acknowledge what they are doing. And that is so damaging, y'all. It is emotional trauma. Behind this mask, this hurting soul, this wounded soul, it's like a toddler who didn't get attention from childhood. They usually lacked self-worth. Even if they're a Christian believer, yes, y'all, this could happen. They're easily upset by the slightest criticism. If they feel threatened just a tiny bit that you discovered their emotional neglectment, it's going straight to gaslighting, to take the blame off themselves and back onto you. They see everything from a how does it affect me perspective, and it lacks empathy, and how the other person feels. And underneath the surface, these wounded souls, these individuals carry a spirit of pride, but a mask it with trying to control and manipulate their relationships. What does God say about it? He says, clothe yourself, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you. 1 Peter 5:5-6. So I want to quickly go over overt and covert narcissism. Overt is the one we see. It's most common, right? It's characterized by attention seeking, that inflated ego. People with this type of behavior patterns tend to display a high self of self-esteem and being like super extra, right? This is the stereotypical type of narcissism that comes to mind when we hear that word. They are loud individuals. They fight to always be the center of attention, and they love it. Everyone seems to be entrapped by their charisma, and they often don't hide their vanity. They love it. They like flaunt it. They flaunt their looks, money, possessions, position, and so on and so forth. They believe that everyone else is privileged simply by being around them. While these type of people are easy to spot, there are certainly not the only kind. We have the other one, the other side of the spectrum, which is covert narcissists, and they are much more difficult to identify, but every bit as dangerous and damaging. On the other hand, it's characterized by a subtle and sneaky form of power seeking. When this type of personality seeks to maintain a position of control over others while displaying humble, and so amazing behind the scenes. People with covert may come across as shy or withdrawn, but they tend to have a lower self-esteem. which may result in super quick defensiveness, feelings of insecurity. They're a little bit self-conscious and they project that things on you if they can't control. I want you to know, the key thing to notice with any of these two is repetitious patterns. If you keep seeing this over and over again in your relationship, something is wrong. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3. But understand that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abrasive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people, for among them, those who creep into households and capture weak women buried with sins and led astray by various passions, always learning and never able to arrive at the knowledge of the truth. That's pretty powerful, right? That scripture. And you know, listen, these people are hurting. I want you to look at what is going on behind them. But if they're not willing to get the help, you're going to have to do something. Okay, without seeking a qualified counselor or a therapist that understands these things, it's going to destroy your relationships. Okay, it's going to be more likely to cause depression symptoms, possibly even drug or alcohol misuse. It could cause another mental health issue. And we don't want that. We need to nip this in the bud. So no matter what you're dealing with, if you're seeing these signs happening to your marriage, maybe even your dating, go ahead and reach out. Go ahead, get the help that you need. This is emotional abuse. And it needs to be nipped in the butt because it's going to drive you bonkers. Okay, and I hope y'all were blessed by this message. Let's pray. Abba Father, I just ask that anybody that's on this podcast right now that has been dealing with personality disorder, that has been maybe in this relationship that it's been done to them, or maybe they're even doing it and they want to get the help they need so they're not doing it anymore. I pray that you give them hope, that you give them healing, that you lead them to the right person to do some therapy with, some counseling with, that they could talk about these deeper rooted things, because it is deeper rooted. It's always deeper rooted, and it usually happens in childhood, even though many people don't like to admit it or think they're over things. Things will pop up. The Holy Spirit will show you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Did you know with your help, we can spread the love of Jesus together? Real quick, if you found value, this resonated with you, or this helped you in any way, head on over to iTunes, subscribe, and leave a short review. Let's help further God's mission together. Yes, you can be a part of growing God's kingdom and helping lost souls too. Get to know more of my heart on MaliaDiana.com. May God bless your path, my friends. Thank you for listening. Blessings.